Hey, Judge, one of the hits from your album, Dome of Discovery.
Yeah, it took me until the 1990s to work out how I could get to do music properly, because I write music and I sing a bit, but I don't play guitar and I don't play keyboards properly. So it took the digital revolution to advance quite a bit before I had the technology where I could actually do something myself.
Yeah.
I had a lot of good musician buddies, but I felt I needed to do something on my own to convince them that I could actually cut the mustard.
And it's completely solo album.
That's all me. Yeah. And in fact, it was very early days for sampling, so those instruments are real instruments that I sampled, or I hired a cello player and just had the cello player play scales, cut up the scales, and made an instrument out of it. So it's a very long-winded way of doing sampled music. But anyway, it worked because my musician buddies, you know, enjoyed it and were up for playing on the next big project. Which this was a lead up to, really, Mr. Curly's Airships, and I really needed to get every good musician I knew on board for that. So there we go, and that's from a remastered version of the album, which is only available on iTunes at the moment. But
excellent. It's an album that's been described more than once as punky orchestral, or words to that effect, isn't it?
Yeah, it bounces along quite a bit. It's a funny, it's a very strange record. It's a very strange album. Those cellos are all over it. There's a choir. I hired a soprano and I hired a contralto and a tenor and a bass and had them all sing scales for me onto a tape. It's all reel-to-reel tape, not digital, and cut them up. And made an instrument out of them too. So it was a
how long were you recording those, you know, samples?
I guess the whole thing took me a couple of years.
Fantastic.
To do it. But I felt that it was time. I'd spend a lot of time writing stage musicals, which is a wonderful recipe for brain death, really, and heartbreak. I wouldn't recommend writing musicals to anybody. And playing in various bands and so on. So I gave that up and went to live on a farm in Norfolk and got it together in the country, man.
With your samples.
Yeah, with my samples.
Excellent. And this was a build-up to Curly's, so let's hear a bit of that.
That was always in my mind. What I wanted to do is to tell a giant story, a big story with lots of facts, lots of data, lots of information, and to do it all with rock and roll, do it all with rock and roll songs. And the result, and I did the story of the R101 airship disaster in 1930, which is an amazing story. Yeah. And you know, this I've got an extract now from this that we'll play. And this is from the last flight of the R101, leading up to the final crash. It's got all kinds of people. It's got Pete Brown on it from the guy who wrote all the lyrics for Cream, and Piblocto, Pete Brown's Battered Ornaments, and so I'm playing percussion. Two Dutch guys playing Indian music, actors, David Jackson from Vandegraaff Generator on sax, Arthur Brown, the god of hellfire, is singing the part of the booze-crazed director of flight operations on the airship. So here we go. This bit is Curly's Airship.
Let's go.